In a statement released last month, Sudan Armed Forces said it had appointed a cybercrime military commissioner in June who will monitor and document so-called insults against the army. The statement says the army will bring legal cases against a number of journalists and activists working both inside and outside under the Crimes Against the State, News and Publication Act, as well as a recently amended cyber law. It says the army has, quote, run out of patience with systematic attacks and accusations, end quote, targeting the Sudanese military establishment. Ravi Prasad, Director of Advocacy at the International Press Institute, a global network of editors, journalists, and media executives dedicated to promoting press freedom, says the situation in Sudan seems to be worsening.
It looks like the government is following the same path that the previous regime had followed of stifling press freedom and silencing their critics. Especially the army seems to be very, very sensitive to any kind of criticism. And the new laws that they're trying to bring in would completely stifle press freedom in the country.
On July 10, Sudan's Ministry of Justice announced several legal amendments, including one to Sudan's 2020 cyber law that would introduce more stringent punishments for cyber crimes to protect what the ministry called user rights and privacy and to prevent the spreading of rumors and harmful information. Saying that insulting the army would be an offense is difficult to fathom, said Prasad.
How do they define insult, or what do they say about spreading false information? The definition of false information is not there, therefore it can be ambiguous and applied to any kind of situation and can be applied on journalists just to silence them. This is unacceptable and Sudan should withdraw this amendment.
Prasad says journalists should be free to do their job without fear of retaliation by the army.
Appointing a military commissioner to deal with media freedom is something which has been unheard of. Trying journalists in a military court is not the right solution. It should not be a criminal case. It's the right of the journalist to report, and journalists speak truth to power.
Prasad says if the government does not like to be criticized, it should mend its ways rather than arrest journalists. Sudanese freelance journalist Dawood Abdulaziz says the use of cybercrime law against journalists and activists will take Sudan back to the military rule of the former president.
Now we are going back to Omar al-Bashir era, that dictatorship time, that crazy time. I do remember in the year 2007, the former regime used the same language to target us. And now the same thing is happening. The army now is talking about spread false news. This is just a trick to involve newspaper act and crime against the state. That was the criminal act of, as I remember, 1991.
Muhammad Ali Fazari is chief editor of the online English language newspaper Khartoum Today. He notes that Sudan improved by 16 points in the 2020 ranking of press freedom carried out by Reporters Without Borders compared to the year before, an improvement which the media watchdog attributed to Sudan's 2018 revolution. But Abdulaziz says these new developments may drive the country back to the bottom of the list.
This new amendment for sure is going to make the press freedom in the dark days, and also will not allow journalists to even criticize military institutions or armies, or even if you write anything about the Sudanese armed forces, you will find yourself in jail.
Speaking in Arabic, Khartoum-based activist Salma Suleiman, who hails from Darfur, says the army should not be telling activists what they can and cannot say.
The military institution is not benefiting the people and is implicated in violations of our human rights. So, as a revolutionary, I feel I have the right to insult it in whatever way they consider insulting.
In April, Reporters Without Borders ranked Sudan in 159th place out of 180 countries based on media freedom, saying although the provisional constitution adopted for the transition guarantees press freedom and internet access, the draconian laws that the old regime used against the media are still in effect. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.